Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find lots of things there on any topic under the small business sun. Things you can listen to, things you can read. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something you can do in any of those times or anywhere in between. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me there. I'm at Jim Blasingame. I want to talk in this next segment. Again, it's just you and me. I want to talk about some things that when people wonder when's the economy going to pick up, when's the economy going to recover. Well, there are some things that politicians are running around wringing their hands. What can we do to get the economy going again? What can we do? Well, the truth is, and I know this sounds cynical, folks, but I believe this with all my heart. Politicians do more to hinder the economy than they do to help the economy. There are only two things. There really are only two things. Well, three things. There are three things that politicians can do to help the economy. Number one, they can open up trade. They can do the things that allow for trade. They can encourage trade agreements between countries, because 95% of all the people on planet Earth are outside the shore, the coastlines of the United States of America. And we only got about 5% of the people, so we got all those customer prospects out there. And so trade is a good thing. International trade is a good thing. Global trade is happening. We need to be part of that. So that's one thing they could do more of. They could encourage trade agreements between countries, especially countries that we're friends with, people that we have a lot of in common with. That's one thing. The second thing they could do is cut taxes. Every single time taxes are increased, the economy suffers. Every single time taxes are cut, the economy increases. It grows. It's just, there's nothing complicated about this, folks. So that's another thing that the government can do. The third thing they can do is lower regulations, especially on small businesses. Improve the regulatory environment. Get out of our way, basically. Small business owners are not regulatory violators. We're not the ones who are the big violators of regulation, but they pass regulations in Congress. They pass laws that promulgate into regulations, and small business owners wind up getting hurt disproportionately. Did you know that according to the Office of Advocacy at the SBA, twice as much is spent by a small company on regulatory compliance as a big company? It's about $4,000 for a big company per employee, and about $8,000 a year per employee for a little company. Small businesses spend more than double on regulatory compliance per employee per year than a big company. So every time a regulation is promulgated, it hits small businesses disproportionately. Those are the only three things, really, that the government could do. If they wanted to focus their time on improving the economy, it could improve trade, they could improve taxes, lower them, and they could at least don't pass new regulations, or at least do something that demonstrates that you recognize there's a difference between my little company and a big multinational company traded on Wall Street, or your little company and a big company. Make sure that they understand that. And that's, now something happened. Let me give you an example of something that happened this last week that was a good thing. It's my understanding that it passed the House, a bill passed the House that differentiated between small cap publicly traded companies with under 75, I think 75 million in capital raised, don't have to comply with Sarbanes-Oxley. That's a good thing. I'm assuming that will filter all the way down to smaller companies that are not traded on Wall Street. And so those are good things. But here are some things that the government is doing right now that's not helping to grow the economy. This debacle over the health care debate, this month after month after month of proposal after proposal after proposal, nobody knows what's going on. It's frightening a lot of business owners, not just small business owners. This is not a good thing, folks. They should leave that alone. All this negotiating over health care is not helping us have confidence in the economy. The cap and trade discussion, raising our energy prices, which cap and trade will raise our energy prices. Nobody doubts that. That's not making small business owners want to hire more employees if they don't know how much their energy is going to cost next year. And another thing is this card check, this unionization bill that's being debated in Congress, where it makes it easier. This bill would make it easier for unions to organize inside of a small business. These are three specific pieces of legislation that are worrying a lot of business owners and causing us not to hire people, at least not right now. So get out of our way, politicians. You are the problem, and to a large degree, you are the reason why the economy is not doing as good as it could be. And if you want it to get better, get out of the way. 29 after, right after these messages, I'll be back. Stay with me. You have to go on and do
it all day. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.